This is the partially correct story of how... This is the only partially correct story of how Christmas morphed from the year 0 to 2017 set to music. This will follow the copyright guidelines for fair usage. No animals were harmed in the making, and any political or religious implications or mojo are not necessarily the views of the Better Each Day podcast radio show, which technically is not even a radio show. We'll cover Gregorian chant, two party monsters of the Middle Ages, into the classical, and finally, the finely tuned hit machine we call pop. We'll start off 45,000 years BC with Cro-Magnon Man, in England with Ringo's band prior to joining up with John, Paul, and George. Theme song music, please.
Hilliard, today and every day, reaching out for innovative ideas in every way. Today's show is brought to you by your future. It comes with a lifetime guarantee.
Now then, like I was saying, we're going to start out with, we'll just call them cavemen, cave women. They were very particular back then as far as... being gender non-specific. They were just cave people. Anyway, they sounded a little bit like this. If you listen closely, you can hear the beginnings of Gregorian chant. Fast forward a few thousand years, and the Greeks and Romans got a hold of it.
Toga, 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 toga.
The only music that you'd hear was called plain song or plain chant, and what it was a monophonic chant that was a cappella. A cappella meaning in the manner of the chapel. Usually it meant no instruments. Instruments were considered sacrilegious. So what you had was what sounded like sustained rap, only it was done by a priest, a nun, or a monk. So in that light, it was nothing like rap. See what I mean? I'll talk to the writers about that. Now, if played backward, it clearly says Paul is dead. Be sure to drink your Ovaltine.
Paul is dead.
Yes, yes.
Be sure to drink your Ovaltine. Ovaltine?
Well, as you would know it, they started adding melody to the Gregorian chant to make it a little bit more interesting. And then more cowbell. Then somebody said more harmony, and then more cowbell. The concept of Christmas caroling began with the idea of hospitality traced back into England somewhere, depending on what historian you speak to. It was new ways of generating income for the lower class during in the days of agriculture. The lords owned the property and the lower class worked it. During the winter, there wasn't a lot to do, so they played a lot of checkers and parcheesi, and they decided they got to go door to door, a little bit like trick-or-treating, and sing a nice, cheery, we wish you a Merry Christmas type verse, followed by give us something to eat, followed by another verse, if you don't, we're going to come in and rampage your house. Here's a little bit what it sounded like.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Oh, bring us something important. Oh, bring us something important. Oh, bring us something important. Let's bring it right here. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. So bring it right here. Good tidings we bring to you.
Figgy pudding. I understand figgy pudding was some sort of raisin plum concoction, the original Toast'em pop-up. Only it wasn't carcinogenic. The original Toast'em pop-up, figgy pudding. It was some sort of raisin plum pudding with no pop-up or something. I don't know. So, the religious reformers got a little bit tired of the rowdy partying. They decided the holiday was too much fun and they were going to banish Christmas altogether. Different countries, religions, and just people in general had their own take on whether it was anything from a pagan celebration of winter solstice to the birth of Christ. Should it be celebrated outdoors, indoors, or at all?
And living in a van down by the river!
It became very solemn. Well, things were pretty mellow for a couple hundred years, but somebody somewhere decided we've got to have somebody putting the presents under the tree for the kids. So who's that going to be? Well, turns out about 280 AD in a small town in Turkey, there was a guy who inherited a bunch of money as a kid and grew to be very generous and a kind man. He had a reputation of helping people and giving secret gifts and acts of kindness to people that needed it. In the 16th century, particularly in England, he became Father Christmas or Old Man Christmas. In France, Père Noël. In Austria and Germany, the guy with the goods was Christkind, a golden-haired baby with wings, sort of a blonde baby Jesus that flies. In the early USA, his name was Kris Kringle, a hybrid of Kris Kringle. Later, Dutch settlers in the United States took the old stories of St. Nicholas with them from the old country and the stories of Kris Kringle and St. Nicholas became Sinterklaas, or as we say now, Santa Claus.
Girl, push one of my kids out, we'll stab one of you mother...
Time-honored Thanksgiving tradition.
One of the biggest shopping days of the year.
Whoa! Hey, oh, look at this. What the Oh, get his
And up rose a whole bunch of really goofy songs and the pop songs that we know and love today that are infiltrated through the department stores like some sort of gingerbread gas that we are intoxicated with and we spend too much money.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Yes, he's on his way, he's got toys over the sleigh. Santa Claus
is coming, he's down the old chimney.
Time-honored Thanksgiving tradition.
One of the biggest shopping days of the year.
Whoa! Hey! This is coming to town.
He's making a list. Shake it over twice.
He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus coming to town, oh yeah. Santa Claus coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
So you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Party hop, mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Okay, I'll bet you're wondering, what Christmas songs have been recorded by the most different artists? Okay, the top three covered songs are, drumroll please, Okay, that's good. From 1818, Silent Night, recorded by 26,498 different people.
Yeehaw!
Second place, White Christmas, from 1940, 20,721. Followed by number three, Jingle Bells, 1857, 19,080. And down the list, The Christmas Song, The First Noel, Winter Wonderland, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, Joy to the World, Away in the Manger, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, O Holy Night, I'll Be Home for Christmas, Deck the Halls, O Little Town of Bethlehem, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Silver Bells that Came Upon a Midnight Clear, Ave Maria.
But as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa. He's been taking this so well.
So, back to our history lesson. If you were to take all the rules, the use of polyphony, i.e. harmony, a cappella, that's without any instruments, and the lyrics are approved, this should fit in any church at any time in history. It's time to give thanks to Ringo and the Prehistoric People, the Animal House Gang, the Hey Hey Were the Monks, Amelia Brightman, the Cowbell Dude, King's College Choir, the Cowbell Dude Reprise, the Kid Killers, the Drunk Killers, the King's Singers, the Beach Boys, Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley, Bruce the Boss, Springsteen, Michael Jackson, Alvin and the Chipmunks, Brenda Lee, the Vince Guaraldi Trio, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Pentatonics, and the Plastic Ono Band. Thank you.
Support for Better Each Day comes from BruceHilliardHomes.com. For a better day in buying or selling a home, search BruceHilliardHomes.com or visit our website, Better Each Day, for more information. And while you're there, subscribe to the show. It's free. That's BruceHilliardHomes.com, Windermere Real Estate. And make it better each day.
Radio show with Bruce Hilliard. We'll be back with a new horizon, but until then, honor the future. It comes with a lifetime guarantee.
Thanks a lot, folks, and a happy Christmas and a merry good year.
We're all just trying to make the next day a bit better.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
Stop all the fights.
I would like to say thank you all for listening. It's been a great 2017. I'm looking forward to the next year. Please tell your friends, share the show, give me some input, tell me what you want to hear. I think I'm going to lean a little bit toward music in 2018. Until then, keep it light and keep it lit.